proof of concept box to reflect the expected traction. I hope this exercise has helped you determine if your business is an attractive investment opportunity and whether you should go ahead and raise a round of capital. Now that you know what it takes to raise funds, the next is to create a business plan and prepare your investor pitch. This is precisely what we will help you with in our next course on how to create pitch decks. We look forward to seeing you soon. We will take you through the funding matrix to help you evaluate your funding readiness. The funding matrix has 8 building blocks. We will see each one of them. The first block is the team block. In case of early stage ventures, the investor primarily bets on the jockey. The horse is the product and the founder is the jockey. Business models will pivot. Markets will go through a change. Products will undergo several iterations. What stays in the core founding team? Evaluating the founding team becomes extremely important for the investors. The execution ability of the founders coupled with relevant experience is very critical. Building a core team with complementary skill sets should be our priority. Example, let's take option one. There are 3 founders, all engineers, all experts in product development. Option two, 3 founders, one with a solid background in product development, second with expertise in sales, and third with experience in operations and finance. Which option would you choose? Obviously, it is option two. Pause the video here and fill the first building blocks by putting down the details of your core team, their experience and their background. The second block is scalable business model. VCs look for scalable business models. What do we mean by that? We need to look at the term scalability from the lens of capital. Suppose to make revenue of 50 lakhs, you had to invest 10 lakhs in the capital. As time passes, you should be able to make a revenue of 1 crore for the same capital investment. Let's look at an example. Consider the business of shopping malls. To create a mall, you will have to lease land, physically construct the mall, and attract tenants. All of this requires, say, 10 crores of investment. After a couple of years, the mall starts making an annual revenue of 100 crores. As the owner of the mall business, if you have to double your revenue to 200 crores, what will you have to do? Simple. You will need to go through the entire cycle of leasing land, constructing infrastructure, etc., which will require another 10 crores of capital infusion. For every 100 crores of incremental revenue, you will require a capital infusion of 10 crores. As per VCs, this traditional malls business is not a scalable business. Now consider e-commerce. By building an online platform and forming partnerships with brands, logistics service providers, and warehouses, you can service the entire country or rather the entire world. E-commerce was a darling of VCs because of the scalability angle. Pure tech or tech-enabled business models play a pivotal role.